listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, what do you want to talk about? 713-780-3776, the number to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dana Holgorsen going to join us tomorrow. Josh Pate going to join us tomorrow. Also, Tayshaun Henry, the running back for the University of Houston, is going to join us. So we will do that. So we got that going on here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's all tomorrow on the show. We started with Astros baseball. Well, we started with Rockets in there. And you know what? That's fine. The Rockets. Elprin Shengun says they're going to be the best team.
Blah, blah, Rockets. What about the Cowboys' big win?
Kiss the rat's ass.
We're taking heat from Cowboys.
How long will it take?
For not leading with Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Who cares that the Cowboys won? Elprin Shengun says they're going to be the best team in the league. What year will this happen?
2017. Has Sports Illustrated did a cover?
No, 2017 has already passed.
If Sports Illustrated put them on the cover, if they had the balls to do that, and you say
2027, you mean?
They will be a champ. When did they do that? In 13?
They did that in maybe.
Was it 13 to 17?
14?
I don't think it was.
No, I think 14. It was 13.
I think it was 13 to 17.
You're introducing your 2017 World Series champs.
So then
2027?
So 26. Would be the championship. This is a 22, or beginning of 22. Yeah,
maybe it's going to take longer.
It actually might not. Actually, Steph was in the league longer than I think. You know, Dream didn't win his first championship until 94. He came into the league in 84. It took a long time for Dream to win
Jordan
a championship.
A long time.
It took Jordan came in. Jordan came in 84. 83 won it in 90. No, they came in 84, right? Because Ralph Sampson was the 83 draft.
Oh, yeah. 84, and he came. 84, well, they won it in 90-91 season. First,
yeah, it took him 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
That takes a little while. LeBron, it took him.
It was his seventh season, yeah.
LeBron didn't win one until he was with Miami, so it took a little while. It does take a little while. Yeah. So, yeah, 5 years, if the Rockets, that would be fine if they were able to get to a five-year mark. And I think the Rockets could compete at a high level within 3 years. If you look at the high draft picks that they have and the potential, if they hit on one of those, if Jabari ends up being a player, Jalen looks like a special scorer. Tari Eason looks like a really good pick. We'll see. Alperen Sengun is very, very talented as a big. He's got a lot of skill, I should say. He's got a lot of skill and talent, not the greatest athlete. But if you look at some of the money they're going to have available as from free agency standpoint and the draft picks that they have and the swaps they have available through the Nets, it's not crazy to think that this is a highly competitive team within three. And I mean highly competitive, not just competitive, well, highly at the top of the West within 3 years. That's not insane.
Here's where the difference is going to come from. So reading about the press conference yesterday, the thing that they wanted to stress more than anything was improving on the defensive end, the effort end, the rebounding end, all of those things that they have not been doing as an organization.
How you win, by the way.
And that's how you win. The thing that Steven Silas said was, it's a culture thing that we're building and we have the right guys to do it. And I think that starts with Jabari, if you want to know the truth. By all accounts, Jabari Smith is a culture guy. Jabari Smith is an effort guy. Jabari Smith is a defensive maniac. Jabari Smith is a rebounding guy. Jabari Smith is going to come in here and, as a rookie even, be a guy. You said you need that veteran. You need the veteran guys.
Uh-huh.
Jabari Smith might walk in here as a veteran. Jabari Smith don't care about nothing else other than ball, and winning. Doing everything. We had Bruce Pearl on our air here, and that's all he talked about was the culture.
Bruce Pearl? No, we had his son
on. We had
right?
his son on, yeah. But we also had Bruce on the Killer
Bees.
Oh, on
the air. Yeah,
we have him on. I think he was on the Killer Bees, or which show was he on? Whatever he was on. He was on the Wheelhouse. And he was talking about those things, those intangibles, and winning, and that's all that Jabari Smith cares about. So you might have a bet, while you don't have any veteran leadership, you might have rookie leadership. You might have a guy who's going to come in here and go, oh, no, this is how we work. This is what we do on the court. This is how much we have. It's a fine line to walk, to be sure. But I believe if you play in a way that's difficult to play against, then you're building winning habits, right? There are going to be mistakes made, for sure. But when it comes to the effort part, as far as being back in transition, sprinting in transition on the offensive end, going to the boards, being a better defensive rebounding team, making multiple efforts on the defensive end, that's not a talent thing. That's a culture thing that we're building. We have to do. We have the right guys to do it. And I think that's not something that we've seen here, if you want to know the truth. We've seen them, the Ole, the James Harden. I think James as a leader here was awful.
Yeah.
He set a tone for defense that just didn't care.
But you had other guys around him that cared, like Ariza, P.J. Tucker, Chris Paul when he was here. That wasn't long-term, obviously. He was just so wildly talented offensively, and there were pieces around him that were pretty good and that gelled as a team. Jalen Green, so Steph Curry won. He got to the Western Conference semifinals in year one, two, three, four. Year four, he was in the Western Conference semifinals. It's definitely possible if you draft well. And they drafted well.
Yeah, they had Clay, Draymond.
Well, we had Jabari Smith, who's an earlier pick.
They had good players. Yeah.
No, they didn't have Iguodala that year. Iguodala wasn't there in 2012-13, I don't believe. But you would have had... you mean like Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, those draft picks, just like the Texans or the Rockets have had Şengün and Jabari Smith and Jalen Green? It's the same setup. Same setup. You just haven't seen it yet.
Just wanted to get your guys' thoughts. Jalen Green did say during his media day he did add 10 pounds of muscle. He did say that Steven Silas was a guy who challenged him on getting in the gym. And, just getting bigger for next season. Just wanted to know from you guys, do you think that's going to help Jalen Green this year, picking up 10 pounds of muscle?
I hope it doesn't hurt his quickness.
It doesn't. I saw him the other day. That's all I can say. He looks bigger, reasonably. The quickness is not a problem.
It's off the charts.
He went from 130 to 135 pounds. I think the quickness will be fine.
Yeah.
He's still bone thin. That's hyperbole. I'm just joking. But no. I would not worry about, unless he gains 30 pounds is where you got to worry about the quickness. The quickness is not going to be a problem. In fact, I think he still needs at least 10 more pounds of muscle on his frame, 12 more. I think he can hold it. Jabari Smith, you can tell, looking at his frame, Jabari's going to get bigger. He just turned 20. Jabari just turned, or did he just turn 19? No, Jabari just turned 19, I think.
Whatever.
About a guy who added weight, I was speaking to John this morning. How about James Harden talking about he's lost weight, 100 pounds to be exact.
James Harden claims he lost 100 pounds, which would mean he was 320 pounds.
What? What?
Or
can somebody give me the context of this?
What is James weighing right now?
So during his media day,
100 pounds.
During his media day, he's sitting next to Joel Embiid, and a reporter asked him, how much weight have you lost? And he said 100 pounds. Tweet that.
Yeah, that's a joke.
That's a joke.
Probably fat suit stuff, all that,
Tweet 100 pounds.
No.
This offseason I lost 10. Last offseason I lost 14. The previous offseason, and then all of it together is 100.
Yeah, my guess is James Harden. I have to see what he looks like, but James Harden probably lost 20.
May 13th, 2003, Jabari was born. He's 19 years old.
Yeah, just turned 19.
He didn't just turn.
Well.
He's 19 and a half.
By the time he was drafted, it had been, he's 19 and a half.
Right.
Physically, your growth, you expect to continue to see standard growth until age 23. You're going to, in some cases, if you keep working with weights and all that stuff. So Jabari's going to probably be, I would say, 15 to 20 pounds bigger and stronger, more than likely.
He becomes a man, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a man yet.
No. 9:15 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This segment brought to you by Damaris Barbecue's B-Man Frito Pie, the B-Man. Beans, brisket, cheese, and of course Fritos. Just like in middle school, only way better. Hit Damaris for lunch today. 713-780-3776. Chuck, you're up first on the other side. Anybody else wants in? He wants to talk Astros. You want to talk Astros? 713-780-3776. You want to talk about Underdog right now.
I want to talk about Underdog Fantasy. I lost the matchup that we had, me versus five listeners, and we had a matchup, a six-man fantasy draft, and that's what you can do in daily fantasy. You can set it up. You can go to one of those draft, two-man, three-man, six-man. You can set it up for private leagues. If you go there and you hit the information tab, really cool, and you can, you know, you play it for real money. But you can also do daily fantasy for Monday night games, Thursday night games, or if college football is your thing, how about this? That's part of the high-low structure, the pick'em structure. Did you know on the pick'em tab where you pick higher or lower than the set statistic, you can do that for baseball, for basketball, for football, for college football, and you can cross-sport connect them. So you can say, okay, I'm going to put two from college football that I know I'm going to go higher here, lower on yards rushing here. I'm going to do Stephon Diggs, higher receptions here. I'm going to go lower passing yards for Davis Mills. And then my last one, I'm going to go Fromber. I'm going to go over batters faced. If you want all five of those, for example, and you put $50 in, that's going to pay 20 times that amount. Yes. Picking five winners in the pick'em game where you go high or low pays off 20-1. It pays 3-1 just to get two right. So the pick'em game is something so many people are taking advantage of with all of these statistics available on a game-by-game basis. Make sure that you check out the number one spot, the fastest-growing spot in the space, underdogfantasy.com. But use promo code Lance because that's when they're going to give you a match of up to $100 of your first deposit. So put $100 in, and you're going to get $100 added into that account. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code Lance. Send me a direct message that you're in with Underdog Fantasy, and I will include you on the weekly list of our weekly scraps and our daily fantasy drafts.
ESPN 97.5.
Make the call Morley Law. I don't know what it is, what your problem is. Whatever the problem is, they got a solution for you at Morley Law Firm. They are really, really good at taking care of whatever issue that you have. And there are plenty of issues out there. I mean, if you're being investigated by the police and you haven't even been charged yet, you might want to talk to a lawyer first before you even go and do your interview. If they ask you to come to the police department, you might want to call the Morley Law Firm and tell them that what your issue is. If you're being investigated by the FBI or the CIA, definitely you want representation. And they're going to work their tail off. Whether you did it or didn't do it, you know what? Everybody deserves representation. Everybody deserves to have that legal expertise. And they have legal expertise. Over 80 years of experience there at the Morley Law Firm dealing with any issue whatsoever. 18-wheeler accident, any kind of accident. Insurance companies that won't pay off. Doctors who have maybe there's a malpractice suit there. Whatever the case may be, somebody is suing you civilly and you need help. Immigration issues. You say habla español, and you know someone that has immigration issues. Recommend the Morley Law Firm because they do. They've got an entire department for just that. So if you're looking for representation, no matter what it is, you need a lawyer. Make the call Morley Law 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or MorleyLaw.com.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You might want to take a look at the, for those of you who are into pop culture, watch a lot of TV, Rolling Stone put out their 100 best TV shows of all time. Like Squid Game was 96. Fawlty Towers. I don't know if you ever saw that show.
That was
told about that when I was a
Fawlty
kid.
Fawlty Towers was a
John Cleese joint.
was a were they called? The English comedian.
Monty Python's Monty Flying Python. Circus. Yeah, Monty Python. You got SCTV is in here. Chappelle's Show is in here. 67 is NYPD Blue. Shows like that. South Park makes it in at 63 on greatest shows of all time. What We Do in the Shadows is 100, the greatest shows of all time. My favorite mockumentary of all time, easily, What We Do in the Shadows, was phenomenal. Tiki Waititi is a great comedic writer. But Russian Doll 57, that's on Netflix. I started it. That's all right. I just don't like the lead in it. Community, I never watched. Did you ever watch Community? My kids watched it.
No.
The British Office was number 53.
Oh, it's higher than that.
I feel like it is too. British Office is number 53. Did you ever watch X-Files?
No.
I didn't either, but then
I'm not a science fiction guy.
I didn't watch it either, except yeah, but you actually kind of are with Lord of the Rings. That's considered sci-fi.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is considered
not
sci-fi.
Not really, because that's not well.
Yeah, it's dragons.
Yeah. But it's if it's medieval, it's not really science.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you.
I'm not futuristic.
You're not space.
No, I'm not space, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind futuristic stuff like Black Mirror. And I actually like it more than I don't want to see space shows.
No, no, no.
I don't
no,
care
no,
about
no.
space shows.
No, me either. Me either. I've never been a Star Trek guy or a Star Wars guy or a, no, none of that. I don't like spaceships.
What would you guess are the top 10 shows of all time,
okay,
according to Rolling Stone,
top 10.
I'll see if you get any of them.
Curb?
I'm just looking at this for the first time.
Curb. Is it in the top 10?
I think I already saw it. Let me see. They're going. No, it's not.
Is Friends?
No.
Are they network television or is it mostly Netflix type?
Mostly
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is number 3.
Number 3. Okay. We're doing that. Okay. Uh-huh. Game of Thrones.
No.
Really?
I'm surprised it's not in here. Breaking Bad was number 3.
Breaking Bad is number 3.
Yep.
Okay.
This is a pretty good list actually. It's pretty expansive. Like one of the shows is a cartoon.
Family Guy.
Nope.
Simpsons.
Yep.
Okay.
Simpsons number 2.
Really? Well, it's
lasted forever. South Park was 53. Simpsons has been. Right. I haven't watched it forever, but it's
I think Family Guy's way better. But okay. Number 1. I have no idea what number 1 is.
Got my ghoul.
Oh, the
Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
HBO number 1.
I don't really look at those as TV shows though.
Yeah, but their whole series. Yeah. What's the difference?
Well, because they only last, I guess, The Simpsons lasted forever. It's 30 years out there.
Sopranos lasted several years. A lot of these TV shows didn't last as many seasons as you think.
Sopranos, number 1. Okay.
Number 1, Simpsons 2, Breaking Bad 3, The Wire, another HBO series. Number 4, Fleabag, number 5.
I love Fleabag.
I love Fleabag, too. I couldn't believe it made it inside here. I couldn't believe it made it inside the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then, real quick, Seinfeld, number 6.
I was going to say Seinfeld.
Number 7 was Mad Men. Surprised that made it in the top 10. I like Mad Men. It's so niche. I'm surprised it made it in there. Cheers, number 8. 9 is Atlanta. Donald Glover's show on FX, still going on right now. Won a lot of awards. And Mary Tyler Moore show is number 10. Succession is number 11. I got to find where, like Twilight Zone, number 12. That's an old show. Yeah. Veep, number 13. These are all, a lot of these are shows. I love The Americans.
Oh, my gosh, 14, yeah.
Phenomenal show. But, yeah, I got to see where Curb ended up and then also where
Game
of Thrones did. I'll have to see. It's a long list to get through. Archie Bunker was at 21. So, and a lot of these I've heard are good.
Sanford and Son.
Freaks and Geeks. I never watch that.
Good Times?
Good Times is in the 70s, yeah. Good Times is in there. See, they put Roots.
Yeah.
But Roots is a television
Shogun
what
should be in there, too, at some point. It's in somewhere. Shogun and Roots were two of
Game
the
of
first
Thrones
ever.
Game of Thrones is 31.
31.
And Better Call Saul was 32.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care about did you see that there's a new spinoff with the girl, Saul's wife, What's her name? Her name is Rhea something, but what is her name? Jimmy McGill's. Oh, Kim Wexler.
Yeah,
Kim Wexler. There's going to be a show about Kim Wexler.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Better Call Saul. Everyone, I was late on it. Everyone that said great things about Better Call Saul, they were right.
Yep.
Love Breaking Bad. I was blown away by Better Call Saul.
Usually a spinoff isn't as good as Better Call Saul was. It was really good.
I think it was as good. Yep. The Kim Wexler show?
I don't know.
I just don't know if I can keep going down the same road with Vince Gilligan. Right. He does great.
Oh.
He does great cinematography shows.
Cinematography is fantastic.
I swear to God, I thought I was going to die every week I saw Cinnabon. I'm like, I got to have a Cinnabon. Why am I not eating a Cinnabon?
You could smell it. You could smell it.
You could see him rolling up. It's in black and white, and the cinnamon rolls come out, and you're just like, oh.
The heavy guy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Jerry.
He ate one. Jerry ate
one
every day.
He gave it to him
day.
Every week so he could time when he would get up and start, no longer look at TV. He was doing it so he could figure out the security guards. Right. And every week he's eating that. And I'm like, you know, if I only ate a quarter of one, that's probably not bad for me. If I ate a quarter. And could, I know there's a Cinnabon. I know right where it
so
is.
So soft and warm. Oh. And, let's get Chuck in here. Hey, Chuck.
What's going on, guys? Love the show. I basically got two questions for you, one for the Texans and one for the Stros. And just, y'all probably already discussed it with the Texans. As bad as they've looked, can we get any kind of offensive play calling consistency just on the Texans? And as far as the Astros, once the playoffs start, would y'all be adverse to even trying or looking at Alexis Diaz in center field and the backup catcher actually becoming the starting catcher just because the offense? If we've lost the two World Series we've been in basically because we couldn't get big hits. Just y'all's thoughts. Thanks, guys.
It would be the best offensive lineup if Aledmys Diaz. You know what you would probably do is put Kyle Tucker in center and Aledmys in right.
Yeah, he would not. Aledmys would not play center.
But if you want to get rid of McCormick or Dubon, then the answer would be Tucker and
what
center.
What are the odds of that happening?
And Diaz. I think it would. Now, you don't have to worry about this in a. Well, Alvarez in left, Diaz in right, because Diaz can play right or left or wherever. Actually, Diaz can probably play center if you want to know the truth.
I don't see him. Well, they have him in outfield, so maybe that is center field. I don't know. They have him playing left field and right field and outfield. So I don't know what that means, but not a ton. Not a ton of play out there.
No.
He has some. He's had 48 games in left field.
But if you want your best lineup, it's Diaz in right, Tucker in center, Alvarez in left, Mancini, DH, and Vasquez behind the plate.
Yeah. If you need to maximize your run potential. But I don't think they're going to look at it like that.
Well, they might against Toronto. You never know. And here's the deal is if you fall behind Verlander on the mound, and you score no runs again or one run again, you got to put some offense out
there. But Verlander's a fly ball pitcher.
Dubon has to play. It's illegal. I think it's illegal for Verlander to pitch without Dubon.
What about
center.
McCormick?
Well, no, Dubon is his center fielder.
Why? Why do you have a designated center fielder?
Because
he catcher, I get. You can't boss people into who your center fielder is.
Dusty can't boss people?
Why would he do that?
Because that's what he's done all year. What do you mean?
I know, but I don't understand.
Why are you asking this question in September?
So you do need to have really good defensive. You know if you got a good pitcher, the first thing you need to have is good defense because, well, I don't know. You could kind of change your argument. You could say, no, we got a good pitcher, so he'll handle all the heavy lifting. You just need to have a good got to have good hitters. I would say, if you have a good pitching, make sure the defense around him is good so that it stays low, and then you've got a good enough lineup to scrap out 3-4 runs and you can win games, 4-2. There's no way they'll go for just maximum batting average and run production lineups. I don't know that we'll see. If you won't put Vasquez in now, 3 out of every 5 games or 4 out of every 5 games, if you won't do that, then you're simply never going to do
it. No. Well, and he ain't catching Verlander anyway, so it'll be interesting to see how much Vasquez get in there. We'll see. 9:30, yes. And I forgot, what was the first question that he had? Chuck, we apologize. We got to take
something
a break.
Something Texans, right? Hold on, RJ might have it. Were you listening to Jay?
Yeah, he was talking about like the offensive like play calling. Can we get like any sort of offensive consistency?
Oh yeah. No. Is that good, Chuck? No. You can't get all, you can't get consistency.
What do you mean you can't get?
No, you can't. You can want it, want one hand, crap in the other, and see which one gets full first. Okay? That's what you get. You get what you get, Chuck. Okay? That's it. Stop asking for offensive consistency. We're not doing that.
The Rhea Seahorn show isn't in the Breaking Bad universe. She's just working with Vince Gill. And you've been accused of, like me, a headline reader.
Mm.
Being a headline reader as
opposed to... I did see where she was... I don't know if the word spinoff was used. That's got to come from Dell.
No, it's Raheel.
Okay, because only Dell is...
No, he's
that deep into that.
Yeah, no, Raheel. I was calling her Kim Wexler all the time, and he's like, her name is Rhea Seahorn. No, she's not. She's Kim Wexler.
She's Kim Wexler.
She's Kim Wexler, and that's what she's and that's what she always will be.
Michael whatever is Kramer. There's certain people that they don't get out.
The guy who was screaming the N-bomb on the stage, Kramer.
That's Kramer. Michael Scott. I mean, Steve Carell's done a lot of stuff. A lot of people still call him Michael Scott. I promise you that.
Well, yeah, because he's great. And David Dwight? Brent. David Brent?
Yeah, Dwight is Dwight. Nick Offerman is just going to be, it just says Nick Offerman naming.
Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
Oh, yeah.
From Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Why do we have?
Like, I would like him to be, it's kind of like what Bill Belichick is. Did you hear, we don't have sound today, but did you hear Bill Belichick? He was asked, Bill, tell us about, what do you think about Brian Hoyer? He's going to start this week. Brian Hoyer, give us your thoughts on Brian Hoyer as a starter.
He's been around for a long time. He knows how to do this.
Well. Yeah.
Okay. what have you seen from Bailey Zappe? Has he improved at all since when you first drafted him this year?
He's improved.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
He gives nothing. And they had an argument on a show I was listening to Mad Dog Radio on the way in, and they were arguing whether or not one guy said, it's great. I don't want him to say anything. Teams could use this information. And Willie Colon goes, what information are they going to use from these questions? What information?
That's the truth. 933 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Time for you to talk about Craig DeCerf. He's got information.
Love talking about Craig DeCerf, and he's got great information for you. Some of that information revolves around the best offers that you can get for your trucks. If you're somebody who is into trucks, well, might I interest you in Truck Month offering you up a $1,000 accessory allowance. So if you're getting your favorite vehicle like the Chevy Silverado pickup truck, they're going to give you a $1,000 accessory allowance. What do you want to do with it? You want to get step sides? You want to get some kind of grill? You want to get something for the interior? What are you doing with your $1,000 accessory allowance? Shop around. Go find out what it is that you're looking for. And that's with the lease or purchase. They also give you a $500 cash allowance as well. And that's all that's doing is lowering the rate for you that much more. You can shop online at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. And don't forget, when you go to LanceZCars.com, you can also get information about the car show that's coming up. The big car show is coming up October 8th. That's right around the corner. You got a chance to see some amazing cars. These are the coolest cars out there. We're working on getting an MMA fighter out there to take pictures, sign autographs as well. Food trucks will be out there. It's the 5th annual Gulf Coast Car Show benefiting the Brazoria County SPCA. So it's for a great cause, and they're really cool cars that are out there. Over 100 are going to be on display. For more information, go to LanceZCars.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, the Chargers are coming off a ass-whooping at the hands of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You gave them an ass-whooping here last year.
Oh, you as in the Texans. Not me.
No, the Texans.
Yeah, the great Davis Mills. Pieced them up.
He's... You're going right after Herbert's rib cartilage. I mean, there's no question.
No question.
No question. I think there's a chance the Texans win this football game.
Absolutely think there's a chance they win this football game. You got injuries to...
Joey Bosa.
Joey Bosa, the starting left tackle's out for the year. Rashawn Slater. So Joey Bosa's out. Rashawn Slater's out for the year. The quarterback's banged up. Absolutely. You've been competitive in three games. Look, sky is falling. I get that. I'm not necessarily the eternal optimist, but I am a pragmatist, and I recognize when you have opportunities, and this is an opportunity. I didn't think you'd be that close against Denver. Although I did have them covering, so maybe I did. But that was a 10-point spread. But the Texans were more competitive there. The Texans were more competitive than the spread would have told you against the Bears. Actually, it was exactly like the spread was. The Bears and the Texans are basically the same caliber team. Yeah. I thought that was a debt. Like, they're the same caliber team. That's where they are. Those two teams are the same kind of teams. And then the Colts gave you a lot of opportunities, but they're not playing their best football. And you got a tie there, and you had a chance to win, but you just wouldn't take it because you were too afraid of losing. When it doesn't matter anyway, since you've lost twice, so your push does nothing, your tie does nothing for you. You took away Lovie Smith having a conservative coach. You lost out on an opportunity to learn to win, unfortunately. So now you basically are 0-3. I do think they have a chance to win this.
What
week.
Do you think the line is?
I think the line. I have not seen it. My guess would be, if they were 10 against Denver, they'd probably be more like 9 against the Chargers. You take away 6, so probably Chargers like. Chargers 3.5.
5. Yeah, and they're hurting.
That's over key number 4. I think I would like Texans plus the points here. I think Texans are a live dog.
I really do too. Even if they lose, I think
Keenan Allen is
money
out,
line is
right?
Plus 186.
I think Keenan's.
I'm
out.
Hitting the money line plus 186.
Yeah,
that's a nice
one too.
Yeah,
maybe half on one, half on the other.
Yeah,
if you're going to do. 200. If you're going to do $100, you do 50 money line or 40 money line, 60 spread.
No, I got them money line. Let's okay. go. Let's go. I absolutely think that this is a winnable game. This Chargers team isn't playing. You played well against them last year. You know, I think it was Lamont brought this up, which is pretty. I think it's pretty dead on. Lovey was here last year, and the defense wasn't good. Pep was here last year.
The defense was competitive in the first half, and then it usually faded. But he is right. They're both here last year.
What has changed?
Because Pep was a quarterback coach.
What did Culley do, though, that changed anything that those guys would have done? Culley was just standing there.
Yeah. Pep is a quarterback coach. Now that Tim Kelly's gone, you've gotten rid of the bad offense, and you got the good offense in now.
Yeah.
I've made this comment before on air, and we had somebody on a text string say, if his name wasn't Pep, something kind of cool, if his name was, you know, not Daryl Hamilton, RIP, but if his name was Greg Hamilton,
right,
would there have been this excitement before the year? I do feel like the nickname Pep gave him a little juice, like, oh, man, we got Pep now. Pep Hamilton. Pep Hamilton's kind of a cool sounding name.
Yeah.
Pep Hamilton. If his name was Tim Hamilton, nobody would care. Like Tim Kelly, Tim Hamilton. Who's Tim Hamilton? This Tim Hamilton offense Pep. Is so boring. But Pep. Now, if his name was Pep Kelly, people might have been more hyped up on Pep Kelly.
No. And
he was from the Bill O'Brien school.
This Tim
though.
Kelly hatred was is
it's
is
weird
really,
because Deshaun it's... loved him and Deshaun's best season of his career Bill came left. Under Tim Kelly's tutelage.
Yeah.
I know. It was weird. It was just one of those blame Tim Kelly things. When the fact is Pep Hamilton hasn't done it. I mean, his job is to make the quarterback better. You could argue that he's regressed.
You know what the common denominator is? Davis Mills is the quarterback.
Yeah.
Where everybody hates it.
But I would say, I would say anybody that was part of the Bill O'Brien regime, people just wanted to just get that yucky stuff off. Just get – and Tim Kelly was part of that regime, so I get it.
Let's get Garrett in here before we hit News of the Weird. Hey, Garrett.
Yes, I live in the Dallas area, and I'm also a Texan fan. My question is, why do they keep Rex Burkhead? To me, he's slow. Why don't they get another running back to have a two-headed monster with Pierce and get another, you know, running back?
I'm with you. And they were asked about that. He was asked, Lovey, they said, are you looking at how important is the second running back? Oh, it's very important. Somebody set him up with that, and they said, okay, are you looking at any other running backs? And he goes, no. Why not? You can pick guys up off the pick guys off the waiver wire. You can pick guys up off the street. Now, I get that you have a rookie, so you want a veteran. Ugh. You can't find one veteran that gives you better carries than Rex Burkhead. And look, nothing against Rex Burkhead, for whatever reason, takes so many bullets. All he is he's a lower level third down back. That's what he is, that can give you third running back carries. You need four carries in a game. Rex,
I don't
want to
hear
that.
Stop. I saw Damian Pierce catch a ball, go up, catch a ball, spin, get about 9 or 10 yards. Rex Burkhead would have had no chance to catch
that
ball.
It's about protections, too.
And, oh, by the way, he's not good at running with the football in his hands.
But it's about
protections. What is the deal? This offense, Rex Burkhead is the personification of this offense. He is slow, boring. He is nondescript. Don't know. Give me the great attributes of Rex Burkhead.
No.
He is the personification of this offense.
He understands protections. I mean, he's a veteran. He's not going to fumble much. He understands protections. That's why a coach is going to like him. The fact is, he doesn't offer a 1-2 punch. You don't have 1-2 punch. I'm trying to find street free agents.
No, honestly, this offense, it had not a weapon. There's no, I mean, huge skill set. There's no breakaway speed. There's no, I mean, it is so Rex Burkhead. That's what this offense is. He is exactly what this nondescript, really plodding, slow, not zero. Did you see CeeDee Lamb's catch yesterday? Do you see Tony Pollard and how explosive he is?
Yeah, Tony's
there is juice. None of that. The Texans have none of that.
You got to have, well, CeeDee Lamb was first round pick, you know, but Tony Pollard was an explosive. Damian Pierce, a good running back, drafted about the same area Tony Pollard was.
But he's not explosive either. I mean, he can't.
Damian Pierce?
Damian Pierce.
No, I mean, but he creates through power.
No, that's absolutely.
You got to create through explosion or power.
But his max is. Is 10, 12,
you know, be nice.
20 yards,
you know,
because he's going to be
so
caught.
So you need a juice man second.
Yeah.
You got a juice man second, not Rex Burkhead. Put a juice man. If you got your thunder, then you need some lightning. I'm with you. And I'm trying to find, free agents. I'm not sure where to go for free agent running backs, but they're all over the place. Like, it's not hard to find a running back that can come in and give you more than Rex Burkhead simply toting the ball.
No.
It's not hard. You can go find it on a practice squad. If I went and looked at practice squads, I guarantee you I could, because now they have veterans, so I could go find a veteran on a practice squad. I guarantee you that you could snatch up, and because you can go grab anyone off of anyone's practice squad.
The Texans' theory on offense is slow and plodding wins the race.
And that's
no, it
not
does,
good.
Not in the NFL, it doesn't. Not in the NFL, brother. It just doesn't do it. Ugh. Let's get Jack in here quickly, because we got to take a break and we got news of the weird coming your way. What up, Jack?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. To me, I think the Texans should try to make it go after Lamar Jackson. Somebody can bring some star power to the Houston offense, plus bring some fans to the stadium, too.
I thought about that. Actually, I gave it a thought this weekend. I was like, if Lamar doesn't want to be in jail, I don't know what's going on with Baltimore. They want him. They tried to make offers to him. He hasn't even talked. I don't know what's going on. It's weird. No one seems to know what's going on there. If he just fundamentally doesn't want to be part of the Ravens, then where does he want to go? You're not going to Miami in place of Tua. You're not going there. There is a thought that he could get franchised and traded if he doesn't do a deal, because they're going to franchise him. So Lamar's going to want to go to a certain place to re-sign. Would he consider? Okay. I just thought about this just for a second. All right, if they wanted to franchise and trade, Houston's going to have high draft picks. Would Houston be willing, if they gave up a first this year, a first next year?
For a guy who's going to make 50, that's not the Texans.
It's not the Texans. Well, what do you mean? They literally just did that with Deshaun Watson.
No, but he was homegrown, though. They had him for the years here. That's they're not going out and getting a $50 million free agent quarterback.
No, because that's
not even a free
cost.
Agent. They got to trade. They got to give up the draft picks for him too. Nah.
Yeah, because you're not a quarterback away.
That's what
you're,
they need to
you're a quarterback and other players away.
A lot of other players.
Yeah.
Hey, U of H is just a couple of days away from taking on Tulane. It's the celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and it's the blackout game. Okay, so wear black. Go to the game. Special halftime performance with the UH Mariachi Pumas and the Spirit of Houston. They got a ticket special for the game, just $10 tickets while supplies last. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. They get tailgate starts at 2. It is a good tailgate. It's fun. I'm going to be out there. Come on, hang out with us. Cougar Walk at 345. Cheerleaders, Cougar Dolls, Shasta and Sasha. DJ Yobi Yobes is going to be in the student section. Don't miss all the fun. And pageantry Friday night, college football. It'll be nice and cool out. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a nice night, so let's go. Tulane's a good football team. 3-1 right now. Time for – they beat Kansas State. So this is going to be a good football game. Let's go. Let's support these Cougs. Come early. Be loud. Wear black at the Cougar-Tulane game Friday night. UHCougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance.
Yes, John.
You have a second grader at home or third grader? What is it? What is Maddie?
She is a sixth grade.
Sixth? Is she sixth already?
Yeah, she's 11, going to be 12.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's sixth grade, yeah. Well, in Jacksonville, Florida, teachers having a bit of a problem.
In Jacksonville, Florida, you say?
Apparently, this teacher asked his second grade students to send pictures of themselves doing reading homework in the bathtub.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Do you think
no.
that this is an appropriate picture
yes.
to be sending your second grade teacher?
Yes.
You think
yes.
so?
Yes. You cannot have those on your phone. You cannot send them. A teacher cannot have them. All of that sounds like a potential call to the police.
Yeah. It just feels like it's inappropriate. Why would they have to send it?
Think.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're doing your work. Oh, no.
So apparently, Eric Adame was working for, he's no longer working. He's no longer the weatherman for New York One.
Why not? What did he do?
Well, apparently, he was posting stuff on Large Unit Support Group website.
What?
Yes. He was posting on a website that is for people who need support
right.
for their large
and what was
unit.
He posting?
He was terminated. According to him, he said he was terminated due to revenge porn, meaning that someone had shared sexual images without consent.
But no, that doesn't sound like he should have been fired, so it sounds like he's not telling us everything.
Yeah, it doesn't say. I acted out my compulsive behaviors while at home by performing on camera for other men.
Oh, that's where we go. There we go. There we go. I heard compulsive. I heard on camera. Yeah, now it makes more sense.
Performing on camera.
Was it for OnlyFans or what are we doing
No, it
here?
Was for a support website support group.
Doesn't sound like you're giving them the
support.
It sounds like you do have a chance to go to OnlyFans, though.
This is the definition.
And how did they find that, by the way? Listen, don't ask how I found this. I need to bring this to your attention, boss. And don't ask how I found this. It just was in a pop-up.
Do you know what the definition of holding a grudge is?
Yeah, being a wife.
No. It's a man who was caught peeing on the grave of his ex-wife he divorced 48 years ago.
That's a real grudge. Not one of these,
grudge.
Remember when you did something, I'm going to bring up an argument. That's a real grudge.
No. 48 years ago, he divorced her, and he's still peeing on her grave. It seems to me you got to let it go.
Yeah.
At some point.
Grave wizard.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a poll out, Lance, that says pet parents prioritize fur babies' happiness over their own. Do you prioritize your dog's happiness over your own?
Maddie calls me a dirty peasant because of how I take care of Splits. So she would say, yes, I do. I fundamentally won't answer that question because you use the phrase fur babies. I'm not doing that. We're not calling fur babies. They're dogs.
They're dogs.
I'm not doing my fur children, my fur babies. They're not children. They're not babies. They're dogs. Speaking of babies,
there's a new study out, Lance, that says pregnancy and childbirth cause decline in marital satisfaction. And then there's another study out, Lance, that says water is wet.
These studies, this kills me, these studies that are out there right now.
Yeah. All right, we're done.
Hey, wait, it shows that if you have kids, you're not going to be as happy.
Your marital status.
It's harder on your marriage whenever you have kids.
No, really?
Those are little stress factories that are expensive.
Somebody actually studied that.
I'm looking to add a great deal of expense while also adding more anxiety and stress in my life. Do you have a suggestion? Well, you could get another job or maybe a child.
Just have kids.
What about a child?
All right. Paulie G's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, my bookie has all the games, all the contests, all the props that you have to make it a winning season. You want a winning season this year, right? Some like to bet to earn. Some bet to make the season more exciting. Whatever the case may be, my bookie gives you most for your money with a double deposit bonus. Quick and easy. A $250 deposit puts $500 in your account instantly. And you can use your funds to bet. To claim your bonus, register today and use promo code BET975. Add more excitement to the games and the sports you love. NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, UFC, whatever. And you got the Pop Props Builder in there as well, where you pick a team, pick a player, pick a stat, and then you make your bet. You can pick the stats. You can pick the player, the team, everything. MyBookie's Props Builder, really, really cool. Begin your winning season today. Double your initial deposit with MyBookie.ag now. Use promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.